Okay. Alright. Hi, y'all. Welcome back to Gems and Jewels. This is Bree.
This is Sude. And we're happy to have you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Sude was MIA last week, but she's back this week.
Hey, anybody even ask you all that? Hey!
I know they be tired of me, like...
Oh, my God.
Getting on here like, okay, it's a mishap, but I'm telling y'all, stuff just be coming up, but...
Yeah, stuff just happened, like, just now, like, weird stuff, like, five times in a row.
Like, no control over it, so... Hey, we just take it as it comes, you know? Well, I know I do. I put on Facebook the other day, like, I'm tired of winging it.
Yeah, sometimes life is winging it, so we... Like, we can't change the whole, like, thing, like, the whole shit. So, we can only go with the flow of life, for real.
Facts. And that's mainly what we can talk about today. For real, we're going to talk about, you know, just being a small business owner in this time. Not even just with the quarantine, but just these days, period. Like, you got to really be, like, built and cut out for this, but we'll get into that. How was your week? You had a long, busy week?
Oh, my God. I don't even want to talk about it. That's a whole podcast in and of itself.
Just your week can be a whole podcast episode. Yes. That's crazy.
A couple of episodes.
Ooh, that's crazy. That's deep.
It was straight, though. It's just, you know, starting a new job, living far, like I didn't move out of my apartment, so I had to drive, like, extra far, and then trying to do my business, and it's at capacity. Like, I've never had this volume before, which is good, which ties into our topic. So that's crazy that we even picked a topic today, because
yes,
basically what we've both been going through this week.
I think that's really dope. Like, your the volume is high and you're still knocking it out. Like, we definitely about to get into that. You definitely about to break that down, how you driving. You about to tell us how the distance and everything. You better motivate these people. Tell them how you getting it done. Take us behind the scenes a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how I'm doing it. I don't know. Cause I definitely almost fell asleep a couple of times just now. Driving here.
Yeah, that makes me nervous. I hate when you say that, especially when you be driving. I hate that.
I did not be exaggerating.
That's not good at all.
I know.
That's going to be a tip out there to the business owners. Let me jot that down, because we're going to tell y'all that later. Don't wear yourself out, Sude.
Well, I don't have nobody to help me.
Okay, we're going to get there. Yeah, so Sude, she done moved away, but she's still driving back and forth because she got to handle her small business as well. My week was, I don't know, everything is tied together. Like, seriously, the days really are tied together. Today doesn't feel like Sunday at all. My parents, they did a drive-through communion at their church.
What?
I was like, this is just too much. Like, I don't know. All my days are tied together for sure, though. Definitely been just working on my business and reading different books. Basically how all my weeks have been going. But probably the two main things that stuck out this week was I got scammed.
What? When?
Yeah.
I missed that.
I got scammed. It was last weekend, I think. Yeah, it was last weekend. And that's part of the reason why I didn't record on Sunday. I think I didn't get a chance to record till like Tuesday, because I was just so blue. So, I told y'all like a couple episodes ago how I had like did my website or whatever. Well, first my friend started it off, and then I picked up where she left off and blah, blah, blah. But you know, like, I just wanted it professionally done. So, I'm searching in those groups, like, who can revamp or, you know, just, you know, make my website nice, and I wanted to attract buyers. So I wrote a few people, and I was like, I don't have patience. And I was like, I'm gonna pick whoever has the least turnaround time or whatever. So this girl, she was like, okay, I could get it done by Sunday, I think. It was like Thursday, and she was like, I could get it done to you by Sunday. So I cashed up her the money or whatever. She charged $250. Now, this was dumb on my part because I just trusted her being at her site was nice. Like, she said she did it or whatever, and it was like nice and girly, so I was like, okay. She told me that she never like did anybody else's. She was like, I just did mine. So I was like, okay, like, I understand how that is, like with the highlights or whatever. I just want to build my portfolio. So like, I understand that. Like, I understand you wanting to just get yourself out there. So trusted her, and she sent my site to me on Sunday, and it was like not done, and she was like, you can finish it, like, you can do the rest.
What?
And I was like, huh? And she was like, where I'm from, that's how we do it, and all this stuff.
What? And
she wasn't trying to give me my money back, and I was like she never even said like no refunds, like, she never voiced that or nothing. So I'm like, can I get my money back? And she like, no, I don't offer refunds for none of my services. Where I'm from, this is how we do it. We give it to you. I mean, we start it, and then the customer finishes it. And it was just a mess. And I just was like, wow. Like, I just really had to take that L. Like, that's what I just kept telling her. Like, I just got to take that L. I done took so many L's. I'm used to it. Like, I just had to take it, and then I turned around and I had to pay another $300 to another graphic designer, but she's getting me together. Yeah.
Damn, I would be pissed. I'd try to sue her. I don't know what the fuck I'd be trying to do.
You know my take on crying. Like, what was that going to do?
Oh my God, here you go. Next topic. This would be a whole argument.
I just was like, wow. But the new graphic designer, shout out to her. Her name is Jessica. She is getting me together. She said she's going to do my whole site. She kept telling me for the past 3 days, she's like, I really want to redo your logo. She was not refilling the logo that I had. So now she just wrote me today. She said she's giving me a free logo. She is revamping my whole brand. And she is helping me add to my new line of accessories dealing with healing energy. So she's coming out with my graphics for that. And I'm really excited. Like, she's really executing
my vision. I might need her.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I'm definitely going to be referring her. Because she got me together, and she just was like, you know, I told her everything, and she was like, you had to deal with a lot. And she just said she got me, and she's been really good. I'm revamping. That is crazy that this is our topic, because my week definitely can go into this topic for sure. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about, before we just jump into it, I have to talk about my favorite artist ever. You know what I'm talking about?
Drake.
Ah, yes.
You had to think about that at all. I already knew you were saying favorite.
Drake, OMG. Like, I don't know how he does it, but he drops his albums, like, right on time. Like, did you even listen?
No. Well, I will, though. I just didn't.
Oh, please do. I love Drake. Everybody listen to Drake. Y'all should. I don't know. I've seen some slander, but I think everybody should. I don't know. Maybe everybody don't be going through, you know, the same thing, so they don't relate. Because I just feel like every word that he says is scary. Him and Janae Aiko. So, yeah. That was my week. I made a money and motivation playlist to all. I want to dedicate it to all the small business owners. Just, yeah, we at home, we quarantine, we doing our work. Turn that playlist on. But yeah,
I know that I like that though. I appreciate that. That was sweet.
Did you listen? What you talking about? The playlist, right?
The playlist. I listened. I screenshot it.
Oh, girl, I'll be in my zone when I turn that on.
This week I was kind of like a little bit of my feelings because that, like, okay, the moon ex girl. Okay, back to the topic. We got all the way off track.
We did.
I don't even know why I keep calling her the moon ex girl, but
no, because what is her real name though?
I don't know. I just keep calling her the moon ex girl because that's what. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like I did see her name. I don't know, but that's what we going to call her for now. Definitely shout out to her. Shout out to Moon X Cosmetics. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, millennials, being a millennial and being an entrepreneur, I think is, well, first of all, let me just say this disclaimer. Everyone does not have to be an entrepreneur. It is okay to want to be a nurse or a doctor or serve your community through whatever, Teach for America or whatever you want to do, the Army, Navy, Air Force, whatever. But if you're going to be an entrepreneur, the best time to start is while you're a millennial because you've already passed the high school. You're past the high school age, so you have a little bit of experience, but you're not in like your 25, 26, 27, 28 year, like age range. You're just starting off life. You can make all your mistakes and figure it out, get a mentor, and still have a little bit of room to have different perspectives and not be like oh, I'm 31, like I'm straight on that, like I already know what I be doing, like I'm not changing my mindset, I'm already good on my belief systems and all that. But when you're a millennial age, like I'm a millennial, but I think it's like being a millennial based on what year you were born and being one based on like your age.
That's why I remember I'm like, wait, are you a millennial? Because I don't know what age I don't know when it cuts off.
I think it's like people that's born between a certain year, but I'm gonna just say if you young, like 21 to like 30, you a millennial in this day and age because I really don't
know. Oh, yeah. Millennials is 1981
and 1996. Damn, 1981. That's a 40 year old. That ain't no damn millennial.
Yeah. No, but no. Me and my friend be talking about this. And that ain't it no is, millennial. Though. Yes, because her mom is only 17 years older than her. And it's like, yeah, her and her mom. Like, yeah. Like, for real.
Oh, that's interesting. But yeah, so it goes into what we're saying. So, yes. Being a millennial and starting the business when you're, well, hopefully you start a little bit younger than 40, but see, that messed up my whole little theory now, because now I'm just confused on the whole topic. But but yeah, like, I wish I would have started earlier, like, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, because I would have been popping by now.
Yeah.
It's better to make a mistake then, like maybe when you're in school or college trying to like figure out to be making it in your 30s and like 40s, because it's just not enough time. Like, I mean, it's for time, sure. But it ain't time. You can't get back time. Like,
we can't get it back. And then it's just flying by too. Like, yeah. See, Drake made a song that's called Time Flies. Time, like, he's just always on time.
Time flies.
Literally, like, so how you said how you wish you would have started at 18? Like, I have that thought all the time. When I graduated high school in 2011 and I went to college, my first major was business. I think business administration or something.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if I would have stayed in that. Like, yes. I would have had so much knowledge on the business side.
Yes, like, and imagine if you started this Get Brie Jewel, like, 9 years ago, you would have been fucking B Simone. You would have been B Simone, like, before B Simone was even a person. For real.
And it's so crazy because I started Brie Jewel in 2013. So that's what, 7 years ago. It doesn't even feel like it, but if I just had, like, the knowledge and really, like, the drive and just so much more back then, I really would have been so much further ahead. That's what people always say, like, you always talking about you behind, and it's just like, or they say you right where you're supposed to be. Yeah. I get that. I feel that. But it's like, nah, at the same time, I'm about to be 30 years old and I really don't have anything to show for it. And that blows me at times.
I feel that too. I don't know. I don't get mad when they say that, but it does kind of get on my nerves a little bit because it's like, okay, but you don't know my life or my goals or like my dreams, my aspirations. Like, for example, my sister finished school as a pharmacist at 24. I finished at 29. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it took me 2 years to get a job. So I just felt so behind on that side alone, not to even mention like the business. I could have been in my business like, when I cut all my hair off in 2013, like I had almost a fade. Like nobody was going natural. Nobody. I was on Instagram when Instagram first came out, doing a little mixing my witch hazel, my little lavender oil for my facial toner. Like in 2013, nobody was even doing that. Nobody had natural hair, nothing. And I was just, I was in a bad relationship, toxic, traumatic, karmic partner. And I just did not do what I was supposed to do. So I you must have regrets, but I kind of do have a, some regrets. Like, in my life would have been different, but you can, everybody will reach your destiny, but you can definitely slow it down if you do some, take a wrong turn. And I feel like I slowed my destiny down just a little tiny bit. I ain't cancel it, but I definitely feel I slowed it down, like, just because of me making, like, wrong decisions and all that stuff. So I feel what you're saying.
I made so many wrong decisions, and my biggest mistake was, I'm telling you, just worrying about the wrong things, like, literally, wrong people, and not putting myself first, for sure. Like, for sure.
So this girl, I'm gonna tell you a little bit what I know about her. I don't know much about her, honestly. Like, all I know is I was on Facebook one day, and I just keep seeing all these people that I know, people that I don't know on my Facebook list or friends list, posting, like, resharing this story about this 20-year-old that made $1 million in 8 minutes. And I was just like, I couldn't even tell what her industry was from her picture or like from the little paragraph they were sharing. So I was just like, who is this girl? So I go on her page. I'm like, oh, she do basically what I do, like, literally. And I'm just like, how did she do this? And I was reading comments. I was stalking comments because I felt jealous a little bit. I had mixed feelings because I'm like, man, that definitely could have been me. Like, I have a good product too. Mm-hmm. She only 20 years old,
but
bro.
This is what I'm about to tell 20 you. 20
years
you
old, know, bro. You're 20 years 20. Old, bro.
2-0. She said she was dropping a whole bunch of gems last night on Twitter, and she just said, like, she's never worked for anybody. Like, her first job was her own business. Her last job will be her own business. Man, like,
she got her mentor 20. Though? Because what the fuck was I doing at 20? The fuck?
At 20,
I cuss too much, man. That's crazy.
At 20, I was running after this boy. That's what I was doing at 20.
That is so crazy.
In school,
man. So, like, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, it's supposed to be raw, whatever.
But I've been following her. I've been following her for a minute because I first noticed her. Jada Weta had posted her. Lil Baby's baby mom.
Oh, Lil Baby.
No, Lil Baby the Lil Baby the rapper.
Oh, I don't know. I know who it is, but I mean, I don't know what he looked like, but I know the name. But
they said he looked like Kerry Washington.
So who is she? Is that her friend or something?
I don't know. So I don't know how she connected with her. She said she can't tell us. Well, she said she can't tell us how much she charges. But remember I was telling you, like,
wait,
I
charges
don't think
for
that
what?
She
like,
charges to promote her. That's how I first even start following the girl. I knew about this girl before she even posted about having $1 million. Like, I've been following her for a good about 2 months or longer now. because Jada had posted her on her story on her facial routine. And she, like, swears up and down by that, her Rose Galore product. So, just by her posting that, like, she got so many followers. Like, thousands of followers because Jada posts her, like, all the time. So, I don't know if she ever paid her, but I'm telling you, like, their apartments look the same. And they're in Atlanta. So, I don't know if she just ran into her.
And just had a in good the apartment vibe. Building, like man, know. I like because I, yeah, I mean, it could go either way, right? So, and it could be a hustle for both of them because look at so she meet this girl, the Jada girl, she knows she already got clout or whatever, being somebody baby mama, fine. She got her little company and she's trying to grow her company, so she's saying she can't tell how much she charged. And she might not even charge nothing, but at the same time, she got followers and customers. But the other Jada girl not got another hustle to get people to buy her promotion. So it's like, it could be that.
Mm-hmm.
It could be. Yeah. Like, all right, I'm going to say I charge you. Or you say you charge me. No, you say that you paid me, but don't say how much you paid me. So now everybody want to pay me to promote their stuff and get followers like you. So now she getting more money. But meanwhile, the other girl got $1 million, 8 minutes, and it's just like that's the type of shit that I would do with my friends because that's a good hustle. Like, that is a good hustle, bro. Like, man, it could be that.
I think that's what it is. I really think it is
because it makes sense. Hello?
So it's just like, but that was just like super inspiring. I was crying right along with her because it's just like, wow, 8 minutes. She definitely scaled her site to make that happen, you know? Like, she definitely scaled the products. But I don't know if it was more expensive or I think she actually like lessened them maybe or I don't know. But she probably said, I got what, 219,000 followers and 50 by this or something like that.
Her stuff is overpriced though.
Maybe something along those lines. It definitely was. I was like a 4 ounce bottle.
Yeah, it's overpriced, but she could do that because she got the clout and she's selling a life. She's not selling you oils, bro. She's selling you a lifestyle in the story. Moon energy. Her stuff was charging the moon with the full moon. That is a whole industry with these tarot cards and these readings and people like Black girls healing. Like, that is an entire industry. She is definitely selling an industry and marketing, which is not bad, but you just gotta find your niche. Like, that's not my niche. Like, I'm into it because I feel like it's helping me like learn myself and be more peaceful and calm. But I'm not about to try to roll it into my business because then I'd be so fake and it wouldn't be my niche and it wouldn't work like hers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good niche and a good marketing plan. And obviously you got her some sales. So even if she spent $10,000 on just paying the girl or paying somebody to promote her stuff, she still got $990,000 left for her sales. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it just depends on how much you're willing to put up. Or who you know that's willing to help you. Because I have somebody on my that I was cool with in college. This girl has like 300 and some thousand followers on Instagram. This girl loves my soap. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like a feminist activist. She's been on Forbes. She's been on Essence. Like, she's been at the Essence thing down south. What was it? The Essence Festival?
Yeah, Essence Festival.
Panels. Yeah, she lectures in all these Ivy League schools. She's been on the red table with Jada. Her episode just dropped. Another one just dropped like last week. But she never talks about my soap. Like, she's been buying my cleanser since last year. She has bought like 9 bottles literally in like less than 12 months. She says she loves it, but she will never promote it. I'm just like, girl.
Well, if you why just, not? Girl, you just,
I don't know, man. All she got to do was just put the bottle on her story. She don't even got to say nothing about it. And people was going to follow my page. And then they're going to like it because my shit's sweet. And I'm rich. Like,
it's like really that simple, though. Like, that's cheap and I don't understand. It literally takes 1 second to just press share. You don't have to say anything. And that's what some people be like, well, that's how people get their money and stuff. I'm telling you. To everybody listening to this, mark my words. When I'm at that top, when I have thousands and millions and billions in my bank account, I'm not charging to post somebody else's product.
Yeah, because
I'm
we have our own
for what?
We already making our money our own type of way.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. I want everybody to win. I want everybody to eat. I want everybody to be good. I give as much free game away as possible. I understand people say, hey, pay me for my time. I understand all of that. But, man, I know how it was to not have a soul helping me. And I needed it bad because I didn't have a dime in my bank account. I know how it feels, man. I'm not.
And not only that, if you promote your friends, they followers gonna follow you too and buy your stuff now. So it's just like it's a domino effect.
You press that button share. You never know who on your timeline needed to see that or was looking for that product or anything. You don't know. It's so simple.
Yeah, like she I don't know, man. I'm gonna show you when we get off this thing on this call, but like it's just so crazy because people.
So I know what you can do. This is a tip. So I got a lot of tips for everybody who's business owners, just things that have worked for me, things that I want to try. And I just want y'all to just pay attention. I think thank you cards. Do you ship thank you cards with your orders, with your business cards?
No, I just write a thank you note on their shipping label.
So what I'm about to start doing is I got thank you cards made, and on some of them, they have like a white box, and I'm going to put your followers can use this code, you know, and all she got to do is post that. It's so simple. Like, why not?
I want to do that. I'm about to steal that. Yeah. Show me how to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, she, she always comment on all my stuff, and she always like if I talk about like whatever, she'll always be like, I love this soap or whatever. And I used to like, I still do a little bit to everybody, but I used to, when she do it, man, I used to like screenshot it, like crop it and put it in my stories on my business page and try to like tag her, but like not tag her and try to get people to be like, oh yeah, Rachel by herself. But dang, I stopped doing that. But yeah, like it's crazy. She loved that. She always said she loves all the stuff she used, but never share with her followers. Like, she has 300, probably more, because I ain't going on Instagram in, like, 2 weeks. 300,000 followers on Instagram. Like, I went to school with this girl. She's from Akron. Then went to New York. It's crazy because, yo, she was a nanny in New York for, like, 3 years. She met, like, a bunch of, like, governors and, like, rich people and was being nannies for their kids. She had a
I need to talk to her because that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, her thing was called the Sitter's Club. She still got it, obviously, but she made money from her talks and her lectures and her being on, you know, being in Forbes and being on, she got a deal with HBO. She talked about, she said last week and being on Red Table Talk. She get paid for all that, but she still does her Sitter's thing or whatever. And it's just like, man, I don't know. Like, I feel, I don't know. So it's hard being a millennial and being an entrepreneur because no one has the cheat code. Like, there is no cheat code. It's like intentions, but a little bit of like positioning in life, positioning in like where you are, where your location always matters. Like, how vocal and open you are and, you know, and your story. People buy into stories. People buy into lifestyle. People buy into just that they don't really, they sometimes buy into the product itself, but they most of the time I buy into lifestyle. And my brother said, nobody is gonna rock with you until you're successful.
No, you know, I mean, he not, like, that's true. Yeah,
they gonna be watching in the background. Because why I post a video, it's 1,000 views, but 10 likes. Niggas is watching, bro. Like, they like, she posts this time, but they don't want to like it or comment or share it. Like, they just, it's crazy. It is so crazy. It's hard. It's hard.
I don't understand it. I don't get why people do that at all.
It's hard.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
My hometown is good for that. I don't understand why it be like the people that's at home too. Like, I don't get that.
Crabs in the bucket. They feel they can't do it, but they don't want you to do it. And it's just like, or they want to do it, but they don't want you to do it more than like get better than them and all that stuff. And it's just, I don't know. And also sometimes it just take you to move somewhere different. Like, I came from Michigan to Toledo to Findlay to Columbus to Kentucky. And it's just like, none of them was ever to move. I think down south, Charlotte or Atlanta.
Down south is where it's at.
I think that's definitely going to be like my breakthrough. Like, it's happening. The breakthrough brewing right now, but I think it's going to bust when I get to leave this like Midwest dry area. Like, ain't nobody in Kentucky like what? Except for Tory Lanez.
Yeah.
No, Bryson Tiller. Yeah, Bryson. Yeah, he's the only one in Kentucky.
And of course, he ain't even there right now.
Right.
But yeah, Kentucky is so boring. It really is.
Yeah, and then also it's hard. Like, I don't know if you, I know you do this because you've sent stuff to people like, to, you know, necklaces and anklets or whatever, and they actually liked it and wore it. It's hard. It's like a gamble because you're using your money, you send them free stuff, and they may not even get it or use it, let alone post it. But it's always a gamble, and it's like, how much are you willing to spend or like sacrifice just to get that one person that'll just literally share it and then shout you out, and then you blow. Like, it's a sacrifice. Cause I know it'd be hard to move me to let alone then free. Probably I'd be like, dang man. Just hurt me a little bit. For real. Because you gotta like make it, and then like it's a lot. Like, it'd be hurting me to give away free stuff. I mean, I will. It just be hurting me a little bit. Like, dang.
I mean, I feel like here's my thing with free stuff. Feel like it'll come back to you. I feel like it helps you just get yourself out there a little bit more. Don't overdo it, but I mean, I feel like it's good every once in a while to throw in a little freebie here and there. Maybe. No, I don't know.
I mean like sending like a product to like an influencer, or like you said, you about to send one to the Moon X girl. Like,
oh, but see, I do that once a month. I do that once a month. I pick one or two people a month.
I didn't know.
Like, okay, so for example, I just got so many orders from Miami because Young Miami's little sister, I sent her a necklace and an anklet. Now, the first time I did it, I'm not sure. She said, maybe I forgot. I know I didn't, but I don't know. She didn't see the business card in there. So she had first like said who sent this, and so many people were saying like me. So I ended up just talking to her on live, and she DM'd me, and then she sent me her address, and I sent it to her with my new information. So she posted it with my business card, and then I got so many followers, and I got like 10 orders just from her posting that. And then she's not an influencer; she just like, you know, she just young Miami's little sister. So people flock to her page, but you know, she's a regular
right person, like us literally. Like, oh, that's cute, I'm about to buy one. Like, yeah, just how I be buying your necklaces and stuff. Like, oh, I'm about to buy, I be just buying, I bought like three or four now. Like, that's the same,
yeah. So I just pick one or two people that have a nice little following, and I send them a free necklace, and then I just I go from there.
I remember, you told me that. You told me just said to find because you know Roddy Rich got messed up skin, so you had to.
Yes,
them. Like, dang, I've been spamming them. Well, I haven't in a while, like a couple months, but I was spamming them. Like, none of them ever answered. So I'm just like, all right.
No, that's what I mean. You just gotta stay consistent with it. Like, you just gotta lock in on somebody and manifest it. And you know what to do now. You know how to attract things to you. So, yeah, that's one of the tools I do to get a little marketing, because I'm not a marketing guru at all. I don't know much about
it. Yeah.
And that's just one of the things that I do, just pick an influencer. Up next, I got Tokyo Jets. I had asked you hear her song.
Who is that? Oh, but, the girl that raps.
She a rapper. Yeah, she live in Atlanta now, though. She from Florida. But she had came out with these songs a couple years ago, and they was just real relatable. But she a dope female rapper. But I'm about to send her one with her son name on it. So people just, they gonna say like, oh, you know, she got it. So we wanna see who, you know, them views and them clicks and stuff go up when you, when somebody with a little bit of status posting mm-hmm. it. But that's like, yeah, Young Miami, like her whole clique. Okay, so, all right. I know some people. I'm going to get you together. I ain't going to give away all of that on Gems and Jewels podcast. But I'm serious. If anybody, if any business owners, because listen, I wanted to do something so dope a couple years ago. I was living in Columbus. And I wanted to send like subscription boxes to people, but use different products from different mm-hmm. businesses. Like say, I put a necklace or anklet or waist mm-hmm. beads in there. You put a soap, a toner in there or something. Somebody put some lip gloss.
You should do that. Let's do that.
So people was not on it. Some people was like, oh, and some people was like, oh, I don't, how are we going to get it to work? How are we going to use everybody? But honestly, what I think it was, people was really mad they ain't come up with that idea first. And they ain't wanted to like, even the big, in my head, I want to do it so we all can get exposure. Like, yeah. You know?
That's a good, they charge them like $19.99 or something. Yeah. Like, yes. Shipping, yes. So it's like almost like, and then yes. tax would be $30. Yeah. Like,
yes. And then we all just split that up and we just put that back into our yeah. businesses. Because like,
the cheaper you make it, more people don't want to get it. So you, yes. even if it is real cheap and it's like five people, only like $30 per box. By the time you get 100 people every month, that's a lot of money.
Hello, hello.
That's a lot of money.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then we could, like, for example, my toner and my soap, we could make them travel size. We don't gotta do a big old full size. Like,
yes. So yeah, it doesn't have to be. Yeah, it doesn't have to be like our regular sizes. But we could just do something simple. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they could tell us, you know, what they want. If they want to read, if they want to get it that next month, or they know they got a birthday mm-hmm. coming up.
Oh, yep.
They need some lashes and stuff. They need some, you know.
If
like,
we customize it with their name, like their name in the box or whatever, or like give them like mm-hmm. half off of their birthday what month or whatever, something like that, or, you know, just anything, or like give them like, yes. okay, if you get 5 referrals, you get 10% off your 5th box, and then like, next thing you know, everybody want to get referrals because they trying to get 10% off of their box. So then we get more people subscribing.
Oh yeah,
good thing we recorded yes, this because this yes. is like we for real brainstorming, yes. y'all. I ain't gonna lie, we brainstorming.
Yes,
we freestyle
and
like a bug right now.
Business owners don't we? Yes, yes, and business owners reach out to us. Like we aren't those stingy girls that just right. withhold information. We really want to see y'all. When and we want y'all at the top with us, like we really want to connect and we want everybody to win. As long as y'all loyal and genuine about y'all paper, definitely reach out to us because we're gonna make this happen for real. We definitely yeah. gonna get that subscription box popping. But yeah, I think mm-hmm. that's a really, really dope.
Yeah, we
idea,
could put
but,
exclusives like that's stuff just not even on the website, so people would be like, oh, we gotta get their box because that's not even like they ain't even selling that right now. Like, oh yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
we gotta do that.
Yep. So we'll definitely come up with that. And but if y'all have any ideas, you know, definitely don't hesitate to hop in my inbox because I'm always down for some mm-hmm. some brainstorming and ideas. But yeah, I think what else? It's so much that I could just give to business owners just because just quarantine. I just been doing
ideas.
Nothing but brainstorming, you know? And it's like, you have people that say, you can't sit still or you're doing too much. Like, no, I'm going to keep doing too much until a million things, or I'm going to keep doing a million things until one of them makes me $1 million. Like, mm-hmm. I got stuff to do.
Mm-hmm. It's hard. Like, I wish I, honestly, let me not say that because I don't want to mess around and lose my job. But, like, you know, you speak stuff into existence. Like, I feel like I want to do this for my business full time, but I feel so dependent on my job right now because of my loans. I feel so dependent on my job right now.
I mean,
I'm not going to lie.
Okay. So what, the job is going to pay the loans back? No, but I've been making
$1,000 of payments every month for my loans. Like, I feel like I just don't want to miss no more payments. Like, and I be helping my mom, and this is like, and I gotta still buy stuff for my business. Like, I just don't want to be like, dang, like,
yeah. I mean, you definitely. I mean, okay. So put yourself on a set a goal. Like, by this time, I want to be. But you know, you gotta use the SMART tool. And what is it? Measurable?
I don't know what you're saying, but it sounds like it's about to be deep. So I'm listening. So what's it called?
There's okay, you gotta, it's SMART. It's like I'm about to Google it, but it's like setting out your goals or whatever, and I think M stands for measurable. So just put like by 2022 I want to be
I want to quit my job.
Okay, so SMART. Okay, so look, okay, that's even better. Look, so SMART, it stands for, the S is specific, M is measurable, A, attainable, R, relevant, T, time-based. Set your goals, you know, according to that. Time-based, your goal has a deadline. Relevant, your goal aligns with your company mission. Attainable, your goal is realistic and you have the tools and or resources to attain it. Measurable, your goal is quantifiable to track progress or success in a specific. Your goal is direct, detailed, and meaningful. Okay.
So I need to do that because speaking of, this is random, but I'm about to order Bisa Bowl, but it probably sold out, but because I don't know how much it costs, but I'm just like, okay, she know what she's doing. It's a workbook, so it's not like just you read a bunch of words.
It's $32.
A bunch of words, like it's actually something you can actually like be active with, you know. Yeah. I want to buy that. Mm-hmm. I just need to get all my stuff. Man, I need to get settled down. I need to stop driving back and forth.
Yeah, it's $32. Oh no. Oh, with shipping. Yeah, it's $32. It's $25 and I think $7 for shipping. But I want it too, but. I sent you this one book on manifestation. It was like $7 from Amazon.
I missed it. That sent to me again.
I will. But that's all I've been doing, reading books, because it's like.
Back like I never left.
Okay. I was just saying, I just been reading books all quarantine because we were talking about B. Simone book, but yeah, it's $32. I said I want to get it too. Did you read the 48 Laws of Power?
I've been listening to like these little short animated videos on YouTube about each law, so I'm all on like 9.
Mm-hmm. You and I, YouTube. I don't know. I can't watch videos. I don't know what that is. My learning span or my attention span is short or something.
The last thing I heard was the 48 Laws of Power. I haven't read it. I started reading it, but it's just, I don't know. I was listening to or like really watching these animated. Like review, like how should I say it? Like animated, like I don't know, subtitles. What's the word I'm looking for? Oh my god!
it's talking. I don't know why I said subtitle.
What is it? Just talking like, about the law, like different videos on the
like
logs?
A summary. Why couldn't I think of that word? I didn't read more, obviously. Animated summary of each law. Like it's like a playlist of like 49 videos. It's like 4, 5, 6, 7 minute videos. It's animated. It's really good. I'll send it to you. So I'm stuck on like law number 9, but that was like weeks ago and I can't even remember what that the last few were, so I didn't read the book. I have the book though, but I started reading it. I read like the first three.
The book is 430 pages,
but then I never went back to read it.
Yeah, I'm on page 29 now, so I got like 400 pages left.
Yeah,
but it's a good read so far. It's kind of like hard because I don't know the history. Yeah, because they're going so far back, but like the interpretation helps. But it's like it's still kind of like confusing, but it's still like good at the same time. Like the parts that I do understand, it's like okay, I'm gonna apply this, but yeah, so that's my piece of advice I have to entrepreneurs as well, just to read as much as you can. Like, it's so much information in these books. That's where all the information is.
It is hard to like reading, like opening a book, sitting down and just reading it. Like, it is so hard. I get so distracted. I get extremely distracted or sleepy or restless. It's so hard for me. Most of the time, sleepy or distracted. It is so hard. But I don't need to read more. I couldn't think of summary just now. Like I said reviews.
I've always loved reading.
People that read a lot, I always be like, look up to them because it's hard for me. Like, I mean, I know how to read. Obviously, I went to college, but it's just, I'd rather listen to a YouTube video or like an audio book. You know,
you're an auditory learner.
But people make reading seem so cool. I'm like, why don't I enjoy reading?
I love it. I love reading, man. I always had my mom told me, like, when I was in high school, she said that I should have started writing down every book I've ever read. And I'm like, dang, I should have did that. This year, I want to read 25 new books. I was supposed to read 2 books a month, but I'm behind on that goal. But I know I can catch up, but I really wanted to stick to, like, breaking it down to two books a month. But, I mean, I just said 25, you know, 12 times 2 is 24. Just add one more, 25 books for the year. So, that's how I'll do that. And also, I know I can
also
reach that goal.
I have a really healthy selection of books. Like, my selection of books is really good. You would like it, but I've collected them or bought them or got them from my brother. I just have not read them all.
Yeah, I need to definitely check out your library. I can't wait to move and have a bookcase, a bookshelf. I cannot wait. Like, I just vision my house already. Hopefully I move by June.
That's like next month. That's like soon. Y'all
found yeah, I mean, I'll be ready to go next week. Honestly, I'm ready to go next week. Honestly, I just can't find a private landlord. I don't want to rent because I don't want to lock myself into an apartment lease for a whole nother year. But I mean, if that's what I gotta do, I gotta do it. But I really don't want to. But okay, y'all, we already been talking for 50 minutes, so
that's a long time.
I know. So I just want to tell everybody out there, keep pushing. Today, you did not really get to go into telling us how you have started a new job and in a whole other state now. And you are driving back and forth. Like, that's just so crazy, but motivating and inspiring at the same time. Like, this is our life, y'all. This is small business owners. Like, these are the things we do, the sacrifices we make. And half of the time, you would never know that, you know? Like, you would never know the things that would happen behind the scenes. But
yeah,
these
that
are
would be another topic another day.
Yeah, for sure. But all right, so just to wrap up this little mini episode, I wanted to ask today some questions. You probably didn't write any questions down for me, so it's okay. If you can't think of none off the top of your head after I ask you yours, it's really okay. But what is the obstacle that you've overcome, like, within your business, or that something that happened within your business, but you overcame it?
A lot. Like, the biggest obstacle I have is, like, figuring out how to time buying my materials and getting orders, because it's hard, because I don't want to, like, overbuy, because it costs money, right? But then I don't want to have people waiting on their orders for 3-4 weeks because of, like, mailing systems or whatever. And so
but overbuy so that you have enough left over and that you don't have to keep ordering and waiting and keeping your customers waiting.
That's just gonna have to overcome. And then, like, people sometimes, it hasn't happened that many. It's happened, like, maybe once or, like, twice. Like, people get, you know, mad, or they want a refund. And, you know, I refund them, you know. I ain't gonna tell them, I ain't gonna try to be like, no, you know, but that ego.
What? Because they didn't get their product? What? They want a refund because their product was taking too long? Please be patient with us.
It wasn't like a customers. Month. It wasn't y'all like have a month. What time was just like us. 2 weeks? Like, it was barely 10 business days. My very first one wasn't even 10 business days. It was like 6 business days. And she really wanted a refund. And then, like, she paid for, like, express shipping or nothing. She just really wanted to just be annoying. So, it's happened, like, 3 or 4 times. So, I mean, I don't know. I can't think of it. I wasn't prepared for these questions, obviously. So, I don't know.
No, but I mean, that's like cool.
Yeah.
You late. So you
are. I told
night?
You.
I don't know. No.
I said 8:45. I gotta leave. I'm still at the room. I gotta drive to work. Everything.
So that
you
always
there. You want to say out?
Yeah. No. I remember, but I'm just thinking.
No,
I thought you were working in the morning.
No,
time.
I thought I did tell you I worked 10 hours. At like night shift.
No, girl. Overnight shift. That's why you be up.
This my first shift working this my first day working this shift, because I had training last week during the daytime, in the morning time.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Well, we definitely gonna do a part 2 on this, y'all. Y'all have a good night, Sude. You have a good night at work. We are definitely gonna do a part 2 on this because we have so much more information to cover.
Was
so
just different, y'all. But, you know, it was some good stuff. We had some good talks.
Yes. So definitely stay tuned. Y'all reach out to us, email us, DM us. Y'all have a great rest of y'all week, and we will see y'all next. Well, I don't know. Talk to y'all next week.
Peace out.
Bye.